Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 1 through 16. Don't put all the eggs in the same basket. Part 2. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 or even 8, for you do not know what calamity may happen on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty out on the land. And if a tree falls to the north or south, in the place that the tree falls, there it will be. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, likewise you don't know the work of God, who has made everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not let your hand rest, because you don't know which activity will find success, this way or that way, or if the both will be good. Today, I want to continue with the second part of not laying the eggs in the same basket. For some of us, these sentences may seem a funny thing, but before the great businessman put it out in the ring, teaching us the importance of preventing and minimizing the risk in times of crisis, understanding that we must invest in different places and in different ways, so that we are not depending on only one by a single investment, having the risk of a ruin to be great. The Bible shed light on us on this subject more than 2,000 years ago. King Solomon, one of the wisest men, gave us the great advice to be able to learn to observe and prepare for difficult times, for times of crisis, for complicated times. So in verse 2, it explains to us in the best possible way the importance of not only having an investment fund, but having many at the same time, so that we can minimize the risk. As soon as we talk about good management, so in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 2 in the New Living Translation, he explained it to us in this way: place your investments in various places, because we don't know what risk we might find down the road. I want to start with a question as well. How many times do you prepare to take risk? We would generally think that we should not prepare for risk or for times of crisis, because then we would think that we are not people of faith. But I want you to understand something. Faith does not mean denying circumstances or fleeing reality, living in a world of fantasies where we may end up thinking that nothing bad is going to happen. There is nothing more out of biblical truth than having a faith that would only fit on fantasies and imaginations. The Bible teaches us that faith makes us see the reality of life while giving us confidence to overcome every hardship coming to us. Jesus himself said this like this: I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He did not promise hard times will not come. What he did promise was that he would stay there with us, so that by learning to listen to him, knowing that he is there and listening to him, we could receive the strength to be able to face those times wisely. Believe me, that in the middle of each crisis and every trial, there is always an opportunity. But for that, the Bible teaches us the importance of having various plans, various investment funds, and various strategies as well. This is not only good for money. When I talk to you about investing, I talk to you about time, and I also talk about strategy. I also talk to you about designs. I also talk to you about new ideas. It is important to be focused. We have a broad vision of wherever we want to go or where God wants us to take us. We are focused, right? We walk in pursuit of that plan that we have designed, but the Bible advises that it is important to have a plan, but not only one. Let's don't have just one plan, just one investment fund, or with just that structure, or with just that business. Cry out to the Lord and ask for wisdom so you can see many other options you can have. So that is, if at some point you get into a crisis, if at some point you get stuck in that plan you are working on, the other plans you had will keep you going. This is the subject of this devotional, placing the eggs or opportunities, investments in the same basket. In just one place will put us in so much risk. The Bible teaches us to be wise and to be prudent. We may take risks, but we also have to minimize them and learn to observe the opportunities that exist in the environment that God has given us. Therefore, I do not keep a single basket. If I divide the eggs in different baskets, when I drop one and break, the others will help me move on to replace the broken ones. The Bible teaches us about it, so it is important to understand that on this earth we are passing through, and that the greatest success, my beloved friends, is not only to invest in ourselves, but and our opportunities of prosperity. The world teaches us that it is about having a car, house, and a scholarship. But that is wrong. The greatest achievement is to realize that our greatest investment fund is in eternity. My beloved friends, that investment will bring exceptional fruits. Invest in the eternal, my beloved brethren. This will lead us to gather an eternal fruit, and it will manifest itself on this earth in our daily life. So, through this second part, I want to tell you about some funds. I want to give you some advice or some ideas that can help you today to start getting out of stagnation and to be able to expand and grow. The first investment fund you must possess is in the family. Invest in your family. Invest in your children. Invest in your home. So when at some point in life the hardship of scarcity comes to your house or comes to the work on your hands, what you have invested in your children will be the instrument that God uses so that tomorrow you can sow what you reaped. Am I being clear? So the very best investment you can make in time, dedication, space and money is in your own family and home. The second investment fund that also teaches us the Word of God, which is as important, is to learn to invest in spiritual growth. We usually invest in personal growth. Well, I hope so. We invest in education, we study and prepare, but very little we invest in knowing God and having spiritual growth. Now, we don't do this because we consider that success is shown in the amount of material goods that we can acquire. But when we understand that God should be priority and that true success is in having a fruitful life in God, you would understand that there is a new investment fund in which we must begin to invest, and that is in spiritual growth, in the knowledge of God. That requires time, requires dedication, requires perseverance, requires patience, and requires economic investment. What do you mean, Pastor? You may wonder. To invest, to buy a good study Bible, so that you may begin to study the Word of God, to take a discipleship class at church, to find the time to pray, a time to read the Bible. This will make you sow for eternal and reap for eternal. My beloved friends, the third investment fund I want to teach you today is honor. Invest in honor. Did you know the Bible says that God honors those who honor Him? Also, the Word of God teaches us that honor is so important that it is within the commandments to honor father and mother, and that in turn it brings a wonderful promise. Your years of life will be extended. Honor is very important for God. Now, we have to learn that the fact that I invest in the basket of honor does not mean that later on in life I will collect the same things that I invest in today. Let me put it in a simple way. If I invest money in honoring my parents or honoring God's work or in serving God, it doesn't mean that the reward that will come will be that money three or fourfold. This is a wrong teaching and a bad understanding of what sow and gather really means. Not always What we sow is the same thing that we will gather. When it comes to sowing in God, the Bible says, for example, he who sows with tears will gather with joy. If we go to the natural order of sowing and collecting, if we sow with tears, we should gather tears. But in God, everything is different. So when you invest in God, when you honor God, and you begin to use honor as your means of life, you will receive honor. When you invest your finances to help others, what you are going to receive is not going to be financial. Maybe God can give you back twice as much, but in health, or in relationships, or in opening doors, or giving you new business ideas, in one way or another, God always has a way of giving back what we do to others. Invest in honor, that's important. Another investment fund I can give you is investing in people. The Bible teaches us very clearly that the one who gives to the poor lends to the Lord. This means that the Lord watches over everyone, and that when you learn to invest in helping others, not keeping everything for yourself, nor seeking your own benefit, but to be able to help others within your own means, the Lord is not going to stay quiet. With that, you're going to bring your reward. How will that reward look like? I cannot tell you. Only God knows. But the Bible teaches that those who give to the poor is like lending to the Lord. And finally, and I think this is the best investment fund, when you invest in God's work, when you say that your gifts are to serve God, when you understand that what God gave you is not for you to keep, but only for you to administer, when you realize that it is better to give than to receive, and don't mean only money, so that you understand it's better, you can give footwear, you can dress somebody, you can invite someone to eat and satisfy their need for food. You can give your time to help others or give your talents to build others. And you can also help with your finances to bless others and bless God's work. Let me put it this way. Many are dedicated to bring this message everywhere. And suddenly you can say, I may not be able to go to such people or such place to share the word, but the pastor or this brother can. I will finance, I will help, I will honor the work of the Lord. I assure you that the reward will come into your life. Now, do not expect that if you are offerings, if you understand the blessing that is given, you will receive the same. I repeat it again, God has his ways of rewarding you. Do not keep a single investment fund. Do not put all the eggs in one basket. Minimize risks. Begin to observe that God has opened doors and more opportunities, and do not get stuck in one. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word and this brief teaching. This word that gives us this wonderful advice, which is good to take into account, Lord, and to know the importance of being able to foresee, to minimize risks, and to prepare for the good times, but also to prepare for those times that will bring crisis, and not be taken by surprise to know that will be times of fat cows, but also times of skinny ones, and that what is going to make the difference is how we will react to them, how wise we are to behave in each one of these circumstances. I pray for you to give us wisdom and guide us to do things the way you want us in all areas of our lives, where your presence be upon us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you.